It's 84 degrees with scattered storms here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Today is the last day to register to vote in Tennessee's primary election ahead of the midterms. Congressional districts and voters' precincts have changed since the legislature heeded a call from President Donald Trump to redraw the state's congressional map in favor of Republicans. Nashville and surrounding counties are now in five different congressional districts. Early voting in the primaries begins next Friday, with primary election day on August 6th. The winners of those races will be on the ballot for their party in November. The Nissan plant in Smyrna has a big economic footprint in Tennessee, and one of its earliest products has hit a milestone and is more popular than ever, the Frontier truck. WPLN's Seth Thorpe tells us how demand for Nissan's Frontier reflects consumer popularity for certain types of vehicles.
The first Nissan Frontier rolled off the Smyrna assembly line in 1998. Today, the light-duty truck is still popular, with Nissan touting production of the 1 million Frontier truck at its Canton, Mississippi plant. Sales increased 24% since last year, according to Victor Taylor, head of supply chain for Nissan North America.
Last year, for Frontier alone, we probably made about 64,000 to about 70,000 vehicles. This year, we plan on making 100,000. And the 100,000 is driven because the sales that are being produced and being sold every month. So the demand is much higher.
This comes as sales of light trucks, like the Frontier, account for 84% of all U.S. passenger vehicle sales, according to TD Economics. It's why Nissan planned to increase production of the Frontier.
I think the growth is unlimited because we've seen the power in localizations and build where you sell. So we're selling in the U.S., we should actually manufacture the product in the U.S.
And for Tennessee, that power contributes to 15% of the economy, according to federal data. It also ranks the state third in the nation for auto manufacturing jobs. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
Dozens of employees for Knoxville schools will likely lose their jobs soon. That's after the district laid off 100 people earlier this year. The superintendent said the district is in a budget crunch, according to the Knoxville News Sentinel. He said the planned 2.5% raise for staff can't happen without cutting at least 29 full-time positions. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.